Good morning, this is UK Morning Business with Alice and Lewis. Lewis, we're starting the day with some major news about the Sizewell C nuclear project. I guess what we need to start with is the scale of the funding involved. The government is stepping in big time, right?
Definitely, Alice. The National Wealth Fund is planning to raise £36.55 billion in loans from the gilts market, and the government itself is putting in £3.8 billion in equity. That's a huge commitment.
And it's not just the government. France's export credit agencies are backing the banks with another £5 billion in debt. That's a total of £45.35 billion when you add it all up.
Right, and this shows how determined the government is to get the nuclear sector moving again. But I'm wondering about the risk. EDF, the French company, is already struggling with Hinkley Point C, which is running years behind and way over budget.
Exactly, and Sizewell C is expected to cost £38 billion in 2024 prices. That's almost double what EDF originally estimated in 2020. If costs go beyond £47 billion, the government will have to step in or cancel the project. That seems like a big gamble.
I see. So the government is essentially guaranteeing the project up to a point. But if it goes over the £47 billion threshold, they might have to pull the plug. That's a lot of pressure on EDF to keep costs under control.
And there's a financial incentive for the investors too. If the project comes in under £40 billion, they'll get a reward. But if it goes over, the government is on the hook. That's a clear signal of how serious the government is about this.
Yeah, and let's not forget who ends up paying for all of this. Households will see a surcharge of about £1 amp month on their energy bills throughout construction. That's a significant cost to the average family.
True, and the government is taking a 44.9% equity stake, making them the biggest investor. That's a major move considering the UK's nuclear industry is aging and most facilities will close by 2030.
So the goal here is to replace those aging facilities and reduce reliance on fossil fuels. But with the risks involved and the financial burden on households, there's a lot to consider. What do you think about the government's approach, Alice?
It's a bold move, but it's clear they see nuclear as a key part of the energy transition. However, the cost overruns at Hinkley Point C are a red flag. If EDF can't deliver on time and on budget there, it's hard to be optimistic about Sizewell C.
And then there's the political angle. Matthew Lawrence from Commonwealth said the project is only happening because of government action. That suggests private investors aren't interested, and the state is stepping in to fill the gap.
Right, the private sector's lack of appetite for nuclear projects means the government has no choice but to take the lead. But it's a risky strategy, especially with energy prices still high and households already under financial strain.
So to sum up, the government is investing heavily in nuclear to replace aging facilities and cut fossil fuel use. But they're taking on a lot of risk. Time will tell if this gamble pays off.
Absolutely, it's a big bet on nuclear energy, and the success of Sizewell C will depend on EDF's ability to manage costs and deliver the project on time. Thanks for joining us, Lewis. We'll be back with more business news shortly.